Star Wars 7x7 episode 3606. Today we're going to follow up on Star Wars Hunters and on the fact that we have a release date finally by taking a little closer look at the game and also where it fits in a sort of new and developing trend in Star Wars storytelling. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. And thank you especially to the patrons who help make this possible for you every single day with their support at patreon.com/SW7X7. All right, so Star Wars Hunters, the game that has been in soft launch mode for over a year now, is finally about to make its full worldwide debut. I guess that would be a hard launch then, on June 4th, and it's coming to the Nintendo Switch and iPhones and Android phones. I think I pre-registered for it a long time ago, back in 2022, when that was originally supposed to come out. Now they're talking about pre-registration again for bonuses, just in case that's something that's of interest to you. I haven't even gotten any emails about it actually since they did it, so if you pre-registered previously, you might want to do it again. Now, just to give you the quick refresher, the events of Star Wars Hunters take place on a planet called Vespara, and specifically at the South Pole, where arenas have been set up for these various competitions. That sounds like it's very Overwatch or Apex Legends like, if you're familiar with those games, maybe a little Fortnite mixed in. And hovering over the arena is a custom built hut ship. There's references to the huts, except that we don't know anything about any huts that are involved with this as of yet, but it is in the Outer Rim and it is a sports competition, so you gotta imagine that there's some form of gambling going on. And if there is, then whether it's legal or illegal in this particular place, then you can bet some sort of criminal syndicate's gonna be involved in it. And the fact that there's a ship called the Hut Ship in there, it certainly suggests that the huts are gonna be involved somewhere. Now, right now, for the arena that you get to play in, or the options for arenas that you get to play in, they're only advertising 5 on the website, but they have shown other ones in promotional stills and footage and whatnot. But the ones that they're advertising right now are an Ewok battleground, or like on Endor, a Dune Sea outpost, and something called Death Star Crossfire. They just introduced a Vandor Railyard one, and a Mos Espa pod race one. So you get to play in teams as, you know, various characters facing off against each other. The characters are either damage characters or tank characters or support characters, basically. Those are their kind of classes, if you will. And there are a lot of different game modes apparently available too, and seasons that you can play in, some various classes of leagues that are actually kind of similar sounding to the ones that they have in Galaxy of Heroes. Bronzium Leagues and Chromium Leagues, Kyber Leagues, that sort of thing. But according to an interview with an art director from Zynga that helped to make this game, this is kind of pro wrestling inspired. And the commentators, LX1 or Lexi and Boz Vega, the color commentator, are supposed to be inspired by pro wrestling color commentators. And everybody has their sort of, you know, entrance music, and it kind of feeds well into the idea of the emotes that, you know, the characters have and whatnot. So that does sound kind of interesting. And the characters themselves have backstories that have been created that are being revealed. And there was also that novel that we talked about a bit on the show, Hunter's Battle for the Arena, that came out in March of last year. Just that it existed, I don't think we actually covered the novel, at least not yet. But the thing I wanted to flag for you is that the launch trailer that they came out with just a little bit ago, it features the two commentators, Lexi and Boz Vega, broadcasting on something called ORSN, which stands for the Outer Rim Sports Network. And the idea that it seems to be supporting is of sports in the Star Wars galaxy. Now, of course, that's not necessarily a new thing, and as far as the Star Wars movies go, you can trace that back to The Phantom Menace and what we learned about pod racing happening throughout the galaxy. And then in Attack of the Clones, when Obi-Wan and Anakin and Sam Wessel are bar down in the Outlander Club. You can see on big screens in the bar that there are sporting events happening in the background. But I think Star Wars is starting to lean into this a little bit more. This would be the most recent sign I'm thinking of, the racing situation that they introduced in season 2 of The Bad Batch as another example. Unsurprisingly, there are various spaceship race things that happen. I mean, Star Wars Resistance featured it at one point. The novel Bloodline had conversations about it. We had the Fathier racing in The Last Jedi. And if I'm not terribly mistaken, there was a some sort of racer in one of the short stories and from a certain point of view for Return of the Jedi. And there was an accidental rebel bombing and it radicalized the guy and he became a scout trooper, speeder bike pilot. So yeah, it does seem like there are more sports-related elements coming out in Star Wars storytelling these days, and it just goes to show you just how all-encompassing Star Wars storytelling can be, that you can tell pretty much any kind of story within the framework of Star Wars, and as long as you're telling a good story, it can still work. It doesn't matter what kind of story it is, whether it's a mystery or a political thriller or, you know, a Jedi mystical kind of thing, or even a sports related narrative. And so that's what I've got for you on a little bit of an overview about Star Wars Hunters and what we had to expect from it. And there's a little deeper dive that I'm going to get to, but for now, that's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you enjoy the show, if you enjoy this daily dose of Star Wars joy, I hope you'll consider helping more people find it. You can do that yourself by telling people online or in real life. You can do that by telling the algorithms with ratings and reviews and likes and subscribes and follows and joins and all that fun stuff. And you can even take a further step and help support an independent podcast, an independent podcaster like myself, put this out to the world on a daily basis. And you can learn more about that at patreon.com/sw7x7. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.